Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about, well, Elon Musk. Elon Musk owns a lot of companies. Some of them, well, one of them is public. You can buy stock in. That's Tesla. All the others are private. Now, if I owned or started a company, I'd want to keep it private too. It's a lot less reporting to the government. A lot less regulation, and more control. Well, Elon Musk is running all these different companies, or his boards of directors are running them, and they seem to be doing well. Now, Tesla has a subsidiary that is making a humanoid robot. And the robot is being made so it can do normal human tasks. Now, it's also being purposely made very weak, so it can't lift anything, I think, over 35 pounds. And won't be able to move, you know, lightning fast or anything like that. It's a benign robot, which I think will help as a selling point. This cannot become a Terminator. Thank you very much for that. All right. Now, if these robots come out soon, which I think they will, they're going to be replacing people in many, many menial jobs. From picking blackberries to flipping burgers, service at the drive-thru, human interaction parts of the jobs still probably have to be done by humans, at least for a while. But the mundane factory work is going to be replaced by humanoid robots that Musk is building. Now, there are a lot of other robot manufacturers out there, a lot of them. And all of them are in that area where they're going to be coming out soon. And whoever comes out first is hoping to dominate the market and cancel out the rivals because, well, they were first. But you have to have a very low failure rate. You have a high failure rate when you come out, and you'll be like an Edsel. Everybody will laugh at that model, and it'll destroy itself. Even if they come out with a much better model the second time around, they'll be seen poorly. So Elon Musk is working. His teams are working on getting this AI married up with the humanoid robot. And I expect it will be coming out soon. And because it's a subsidiary of Tesla, and Tesla is publicly traded, I think Tesla stock, when that comes out and they start mass manufacturing these robots, Tesla stock will shoot up. Now, he may spin off the robot and have its own stock, which I'm hoping to transfer my Tesla stock into the robot stock if that happens. That's the only reason I invested in Tesla, was to get a piece of that robot stock. Now, if somebody else comes out with a robot first, and it's good and acceptable, then that'll probably destroy the Tesla robot stock. Well, Tesla cars itself will still continue on, and they just recently came out with a better battery. And so if you've got extra money out there, I encourage you to invest in Tesla, but every one of my other investments that I've ever done has lost money. So you never know. Tesla could well crater because a lot of other companies are in the electric market, electric vehicle market, and China is really trying to dominate that market. So we'll see. We'll see. They may nationalize Tesla in China and just steal everything from them anyway. But we're going in that direction. Now, I don't think the electric vehicle market is anything big. I think it's going to always be a small market. But we'll see. If they come up with a truly fast-charging battery and a better power source. In the last, I think, 30 years, we've built one nuclear reactor in the United States. They're supposedly working on this fusion power. I don't see that replacing nuclear anytime soon. They're trying to get rid of coal power plants. We're destroying our own electrical system, and we're trying to get people to buy electric cars. So that's not going to fare well. I see way too many possible problems with that. So, as a mad scientist out there, I encourage you to build your own power stations. I've described in other broadcasts how to build your own reactors and not uranium. Much too icky. I use either thorium or boron. My personal favorite is thorium. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.